Thank you so much for having me, Brenda. This is awesome.
Wow. I hear a lot about you and your performances. It says that your voice is like a touch of seductive whispers or the sound of a forbidden kiss. Wow.
Ew.
Wow. So where are you calling from, Rhea?
I am calling from New York City. I sure am. The borough of Queens. I'm in Queens right now.
So can you briefly tell the audience that the others that don't know of you or your music, tell briefly a little bit about yourself and how did you get started in the music industry?
Well, as you know, my name is Rhea Alexander, and I'm originally from Greensboro, North Carolina, and I migrated to New York about 17 years ago to pursue my music career, and it has been an absolute blast. I started singing, in the house. My mother is a wonderful singer. She, had us engaged in music at a very early age. We played instruments, took lessons. My sister and I have one younger sister. And hi, Kelly. How you doing? And so, yeah, we took music lessons. We always had music in the house. My mother played and sang. And, you know, my father always encouraged us to play as well. And, you know, sang in church. From a very young age, any kind of play or music program that was in school, we were part of it. So music has always been a part of my life.
All right. All right. So who was your inspiration? Any celebrity singers that you were fond of?
Oh, so many. Growing up, I used to love to lock myself in my room and listen to my parents' records. And Ella Fitzgerald, Lou Rawls, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Billie Holiday, Aretha Franklin, and Chaka Khan, and, you know, later on Whitney Houston. And there are just so many strong personalities that came through in my life through my parents' records, and I was just so blessed that I had access to all that music at an early age. And growing up in the era where down south, when we had the radio stations, every station played everything. It wasn't segmented like it is now. You just had an R&B station or you just have a rock station. You know, back when I was growing up, everybody played everything. So I could hear Bohemian Rhapsody on one station, and then 5 minutes later, that same station would be playing Whitney Houston or Earth, Wind, and Fire or, you know, Sting and the Police. So I had such an exposure to music at an early age that I really embraced all different genres of it. So.
Oh, okay. Now, I've seen a video clip of you doing Proud Mary. One of Tina Turner's songs. Oh,
yes,
you
one of my favorite songs.
You did so good. I'm like, wow, okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You threw it. But anyway, let's talk about your new single that you got out. Can you bring out a little briefly any details about your new music? I will start off playing, which one is that? Is it Faded Picture?
Yes. Faded Picture is a very special song to me because it incorporates a lot of different genres that I love. It has the R&B feel to it, and it also has kind of a rock feel when you get into it a little bit. And it's such a melancholy song, and I think it's something that we've all been through where you get into a relationship and you think it's going to last. We never get into relationships thinking that they're going to end, you know. And a lot of times relationships don't end abruptly. They just kind of fade, you know, your interests fade, your lives drift in different directions, and then one day you just wake up and realize that you're not really in tune with that person anymore. And I think sometimes that's sadder than a distinct and abrupt breakup. So that's kind of what the song is about. Yeah, how people just drift apart and then realize it one day.
Yeah. Well, that song did get my attention. I know about the experience. I will go ahead and spin this tune, and we'll be right back. Anyone can call the guest line number 657-383-0771 tonight and speak to Miss Alexander on her music. Stay tuned, everyone. This is Faded Picture.
In my memory, loving you was like a picture of a holiday. It began to rain, watching water. Oh,
This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio, featuring Rhea Alexander this evening. That was Faded Pictures. Anyone can call the guest line number at 657-383-0771. That is the cut right there, Rhea. I love that one.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Brenda.
I really love that one. I think I'm a blasted online a lot.
Well, blast away. You have permission.
Now, yes. You are a talented singer-songwriter. Do you do, like, jazz, classical jazz? I see that you did a performing with Roy Hargrove.
Yes, I did. I did. That was an awesome experience, and I was on that performance with the Many Moods of Lennard. That's a wonderful band that is featured in the West Village a few nights a week at Club Groove NYC, and so they invited me on the show with them, and it was a wonderful afternoon of jazz mixed with R&B and funk, and you know, it was an outside event, so everybody was dancing and singing along, and
wow.
It was a great time. Yeah,
that had to be nice. Now,
it really was.
Did you start off with background vocal with artist Lisa and Cold Jam?
I was with her for 4 years. No, that's not where I started, but I did have the absolute pleasure of working with her for 4 years, and she's an absolutely amazing person, so it was a great time.
Wow. Are you included in any of the music and albums that she did?
No, her music was recorded back in the 90s, and I worked with her as recently, I started with her about 5 years ago, so I haven't been with her in about a year. So, yeah, I came a lot later than her recorded music.
Okay. All right. All right. So can you go ahead and give our audience out there and curious minds out there your website information? And if you're listed on some social sites you want to mention, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, can you please give that information as well?
Sure. You can find me all over the place. My website is RhiaAlexander.com, and that's spelled R-I-A, Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R.com. You can find me on Facebook at Rhia Alexander, on Facebook, and Instagram is Rhia Alexander Music. Twitter is Rhia, R-I-A, Tweets 1. And just about everywhere else, you just type in my name, Rhia Alexander, and I pop up.
All right. Thank you for that information. So do you have any upcoming performances? And if you do, what city is that?
At this point, I am busily working in the studio on my new music, so I don't really have any live performances as far as my original music right now. I do spot dates around the city. So the last live performance I did with my own music was about a month ago at the West End Lounge, and that was a great show and had a blast. So I kind of put a hiatus on the shows at the moment so I could really get in the studio and get my music ready for October. I have a whole new batch of music coming out in October, so I'm really excited about that.
So what will be the name of that album?
That album, a title is still in the works. We do have about 8 songs completed already. And we're really churning them out and really digging deep into the studio situation. The project is being produced by Native Culture. That's the name of the studio and the group, and they are based in Brooklyn, New York. So hi, Elliot. Hi, Thomas. They are my go-to guys, and it's going to be an amazing project filled with a lot of up-tempo, high-energy music, and I think a lot of people will connect to it. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of dance music.
All right, all right. So I would like to spin Wallflower. Can you tell me a little bit about this song, Troy?
Yes, Wallflower is an ode to all of the quiet, good girls who are kind of, and I put the quotation marks up, that are plain and we blend in, because I have grown up for many years feeling that like I was that, you know. But we all have a different side that comes out when we're comfortable enough to unleash her and or him, because there are a lot of male wallflowers that blend in as well. And just so people know that everybody has a hidden side that they would like to show, but for whatever reason they don't, whether they are, you know, very conservative or very shy or very quiet. But everybody has that dual side. And if you take the time to get to know that person and explore them, then normally you're pleasantly surprised. So.
Right. Now, is this one of the new song tracks?
No, this is not a new one. I'm not releasing any new music. This one was released maybe about a year ago. And so, yes, the new music is still, you know, fresh in the studio, hasn't been mixed yet. So I won't be releasing any of that until around October.
All right. Here is Wallflower. Stay tuned, everyone.
Wallflower on the wall, invisible again. Never noticed me too shy to even let you know my name. If you only knew what we do in the dark in my mind. The girl next door, so knock, come on in. I'll give you anything you want if you ask for nice. I'll be your fantasy, wide awake, but you don't see me. You don't even think right. Yeah.
right, girl. Your voice. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Vocals to younger children?
Do I teach vocals to younger children?
Yeah.
I did run a theater department in a couple of different schools. I'm a former school teacher. I have a whole past. Yes, I am a certified public school teacher. Yes. And so I ran two theater departments in two different schools. And so, yes, I gave vocal lessons and drama lessons in that capacity there. So, yeah, I love working with children.
So what city, can you name the school?
Sure. In Queens, New York, both of them are in Queens, PS116 in Queens. Yes, I love that school. That's my home school. I taught there as a classroom teacher for 10 years. And then I ran a theater department at ISPS 208 in Belrose, Queens. So, yes,
wow.
Those two schools are my hearts. I love them. Yes.
So, who pushed you or what pushed you to do your first album? And what year was your first album? Was it 2014, 2015?
Yeah, somewhere around there, about 2014. What first prompted me to do it was that I love writing songs. So writing is very cathartic for me. And so I had accumulated all of these songs, and it was like, okay, well, what are you doing with them? They're just sitting here collecting dust. And
right.
So I decided to put them together into a project, and, you know, it was very well received. People still ask about it and, you know, buy it and stuff, and ask me to sing different songs from it. So I guess it was culture shock that people would actually enjoy music that I wrote. You know, I've been singing forever, but to actually switch to the mode of songwriter, and that's such a more personal experience for me, because you can sing other people's songs, you know, what other people have written, and give your own interpretation of it, but to actually sing your own song and reveal your own feelings, that's a very intimate connection between you and the audience. So, I learned very quickly that I enjoy that.
Okay, because a lot of people feel differently when they do cover songs. But when you do your own, it's a whole different thing. It's you feel your whole self. You know,
yes,
Right.
When you're singing your own music, you're very vulnerable because, first of all, it's your own emotions. And then second of all, even though you're, you know, ideally you just want to express it and not really care how people receive it, because it's just your gift, whether somebody receives it or not is not your issue. You know, you gave it out of love, and but you know, you always have that, wow, I hope people like it, I hope they receive it well. So that's always kind of tucked in the back of your mind when it's your own stuff. When you're singing covers, you can just create a character and, you know, get into whatever somebody else wrote, which is always fun, you know.
Right. So what is it your ultimate desire, what you want people to get out of your music?
My ultimate desire is just to spread love through my music. And with that spreading of love is also, you know, my music covers so many different emotions, you know. But I guess the biggest one is just self-acceptance, because if you don't accept yourself in all of the different issues and facets to your personality, if you don't really love to embrace yourself, then you can't open yourself up to love someone else or for someone else to love you. So writing this music so many people have come up to me and said, you know, wow, I'm an introvert and your song really made, you know, helped me come out and, you know, and really dance and really have fun and, you know, just to relax about who I am and what I am and what I can contribute to the people around me. And, you know, comments like that really make me feel good when my music makes people smile and think and appreciate. Those are the three compliments that I appreciate the most.
All right. So would you give your website information and your social media pages that you're on, that information again, please?
Sure. My website is RiaAlexander.com, and that's Ria, R-I-A, Alexander, A-L-E-X as in X-ray, A-N-D-E-R.com. On Facebook, you can find me at Ria Alexander. I have a music page that you can find me on. And on Instagram, you can find me at Ria Alexander. You can find me at Ria Alexander Music. LinkedIn, you know, is the same thing, Ria Alexander. And on Twitter, you can find me at Ria, R-I-A, Tweets, 1. So, yeah, anywhere you look for Ria Alexander, I will pop up and you can find me.
All right. So, I would like to ask you, what are your words of wisdom you would like to give to those that are trying to come up in the music industry? Or do you want to give any advice to those that are struggling in the world today? Any words of wisdom today?
Sure. I guess my words of wisdom would be to forgive yourself and to just relax and know that everything is already okay, even if you don't feel it at the moment, and that we are all placed here for whatever purpose, and our job, our purpose, our duty is to figure out what that gift is and to figure out what our purpose is and how we can use it to better the planet that we live on. And all of the mistakes and the stumbles, and I could sit here for 20 hours, you know, talking about the first set of mistakes and another 20 hours about the second set. And at the end of the day, just to forgive yourself and know that you are a good person despite the mistakes that you made. And every day that you're blessed with is another chance to get it right. So just get it right, and that's it.
Right. So can you tell me who would love to perform on the same stage with of your favorite singers that inspires you, that you would love to perform on the same stage with? And whom would that be, Ria Alexander?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I have to ask, does this mean past and present or just people who are still alive? Are we opening
people
this all the way
still
up?
People that are still living
today. Okay. People who are still living that I would love to perform with. Let's see. Rochelle Farrell. That would just. Oh, my gosh, even if I could just sing background,
wow.
A little doo-wop for her.
Okay.
She just inspires me to no end, and her voice just, I can't even listen to her in the car. That's how, she plays in the house, because I get so wrapped up and how she bends her nose and her phrasing.
Yeah.
I can't focus on the road and her. And I've seen her several times in concert, and it's just breathtaking every time. So, yeah, she would definitely be one. Someone else that I would love to perform with, Chaka Khan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because.
Wow. Okay. Her, you know, I've seen her show, and her show has so much energy to it, and it's just so much fun, and her background singers just wail. I can tell they are living their best lives up there, and that just looks like so much fun. So, yeah. Those two ladies, definitely.
Chaka Khan, she really puts on a stage performance. She does. It's crazy. Thank you for that information. Now, you said the new album will be out later in the year. Now, any music that you do still have out, the streaming, where can they find them at? And where would the new album be exposed? Will it be on your website? Will it be on iTunes, YouTube, or any of that?
Yes, it will be everywhere. The songs that you played today, and thank you for that, Rabbit in the Pot and Wallflower, Faded Picture, you can find all of those on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. You know, you can find them on my website, RhiaAlexander.com. They are all over the place, and the new music will be out there as well. You can, it'll definitely be on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, you know, that the whole digital download list of different sites. It'll definitely be all over the place.
All right. Now, have you ever thought about collaborating with any hip-hop artists on any of your music in the near future? Or have you thought about doing a gospel soundtrack in the future?
I would love to collaborate with a hip-hop artist. That would be so much fun because my music, sometimes it goes really left, which I really enjoy some of the music that's coming out. Yeah, like, you know, like Rabbit would be. You know, so it would be so much fun to have a hip-hop artist on a song of mine just to bring out another layer of the craziness. That would be a lot of fun. So thank you for putting that in the universe. Anybody wants to collaborate, hit me up. Let me know.
So who... May I ask you on this note, who is your favorite hip-hop artist that you would love to collaborate with, for an example?
Okay.
Just one.
Just one? Oh, that's so hard. I guess
to
say.
Two then.
Two. Okay. I would say either Kendrick Lamar or Nas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be insane. Okay. Yeah.
Well, hopefully in the near future that will happen. Can you give us a little bit of detail, upcoming album that's coming out later in the year. Any details about the music? What genre they are or anything. Can you give us a little tease?
I sure can, yes. This is going to be a house music project. So I'm I'm going a little further. Each project, I like to go a little further into myself and delve into my innermost expression, I guess you could say, because the more that I am in this world of being able to identify my feelings and to convey them musically, the more comfortable I get and the more expressive I get. And so the songs have a lot more depth to them as I mature in this process. And the songs that are coming out on this project, some of them are going to be soulful house, which are very smooth and very melodic and, you know, very hypnotizing. And then some of them are going to be completely far into the left to where you just, you know, you just lock yourself in the room, or you make sure you have a few glasses of brown juice in the club before you start dancing to it because you don't want to care who's looking at you when you go all the way in. These songs are so so personal to me, and each one of them is kind of an anthem to me as far as a specific emotion that I've gone through, and that is part of my character that I have embraced. So I hope that people will continue to connect to the songs, because the feelings that are expressed in them are universal. So I hope people can connect with them and have fun while they're doing it.
All right. Thank you for that information. So you're more welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you and still supported you on your music journey. I hope you got your list. Do the best you can. Go ahead, yeah.
Yes. Well, I would love to give a shout out to my family. We are an amalgamation, and we're called Samba GL. They know who they are, and they know what that means. Samba GL is my heart, and I would not be here without them. And so those are the different factions of my family and the first letters of everybody's last name. So we put it together. Shout out to my New York family. Yeah. Shout out to my New York music family, who has embraced me, from Anaya Day to LaShonda Reese to Jared Jacobs, Roberto Robinson, Theda Hubbard, Sabrina Long. There's so many amazing people, Asante Taylor Reed, Tanisha Teal. My musical homes are in the West Village, Club Groove, NYC, and Cafe Watts, you know, all the people there, from Mike Davis to Cheryl Pepsi Riley to Leonard. Dean James, there's so many people. I could list people for the next 2 hours. George Faison, Stanley Wayne Mathis, just so many people who have embraced me and showed me so much love. And I just want to say thank you, because there are literally hundreds of people that have had, you know, a part in my success in this beautiful process, and I'm just so grateful that I'm here. And one thing I want to say, as a Southern Belle who moved up here, and everybody said, you know, New York is treacherous, and you're gonna get stomped on and swallowed up and all that kind of stuff, I can honestly say, as a Southern Belle, that I have had the most amazing New York experience, and New York really opened their arms and embraced me and showed me so much love and affection. And I just want to say thank you to New York, because I could have run home and, you know, but I didn't, because there was no need to. I'm just so blessed and grateful that it's been such a beautiful experience musically and personally as well. It's a great place to live. It really is.
Well, thank you for that information. I decided to come to New York, the Bronx, and observe some of the performers underground down there. So I'll be coming down there looking for you, Rhea.
All right. You do that.
I'll be coming down there looking for you. So I hope to catch you in one of the venues. You know, you might take a break from the studio, and I hope to see you climb on the stage and give a tune, you know, sing something, you know. Hope that in the near future I'll be able to run into you. But I want to say thank you for your participation this evening. Thank you for coming on the show. I'll be looking for your music, and I'm quite sure there will be others going to be checking you out and looking for that new music to come out. And you have a blessed evening. Thank you so much. I'm going to play
another
one of your songs called A Better Woman, which is a song I really like as well. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in.
And thank you, Brenda. This has been an awesome experience.
You're welcome very much. Anyone that may have missed the show will still be able to listen to the show online at Let's Jazz Up Blog Talk Radio. It's free to listen. You don't have to join in. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And by the way, this show will be syndicated to play on other online radio channels, on Jazzy Jams, blues.online and also Blues Jazz Radio. I'm on air on those 2 days. Stay tuned. You can look me up on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. Also, check out jazzyjams.online and check out the jazz and R&B new music. Blast is what I do. But check me out, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. This is A Better Woman by Rhea Alexander. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Somehow
Mm-hmm.